This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, the great radio stations along the way on the Genesis Communications Network, known as GCN Live. That's the website. And we're also broadcasting on selected Salem Media Group stations out there in some of the biggest markets in the country. And just for good measure, we've dropped in some of the leading independent stations, too, around the country. And we appreciate everybody for being with us and tuning in. We also are streaming live on the Internet right now off GCN Live and my Salem stations, as well as some of the other stations along the way. And on my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. So if you can't hear it any other way, that's how you get to hear it. And, of course, we're out there on the Westwood One satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the third watch, especially the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the FedEx, the UPS drivers, the bulk mail center drivers, including Phoenix and his gang, and our suicide jockeys hauling gas, diesel, and petroleum products wherever they need to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America, and of course our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And our podcast is available on 53 different sites across the country. 53 different sites across the country. All right, let's scoot on over here, and we'll dig up right here in the West Coast, because he's out there probably under a fan blowing on him because it's so warm out there. It's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Great. Good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there.
I'm looking to see what the temperature is here. Okay. It's still in the 80s. It's 83 degrees right now, so we dropped 2 degrees since the show started.
Mm-hmm. That's wow. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Well, cooler. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And, of course, we recognize and emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we got an interesting situation going off the coast of Alaska, out there in international waters, and a couple of our Navy destroyers are making sure it stays that way, as they are monitoring from a not-so-far-away distance the Russian and Chinese flotilla that's out there conducting whatever it is they're conducting.
Well, that's right. This is a very, very important story that started developing over the weekend. Now, we have seen something similar to this near the Aleutian Islands back in September of 2022. But this time, Captain, this joint exercise, basically, which is a freedom of navigation exercise, but provocative, that's the main word here, they're being very provocative, resulted in several U.S. warships and, of course, a P-8 Poseidon reconnaissance aircraft heading on in to make sure that they go back where they're supposed to go and get away from our shoreline there near Alaska. So, again, very, very provocative and very concerning. The Russian and Chinese, of course, trying to probe how the United States will react to these kinds of things.
Well, you know, if nothing else, they're out there gathering communications data.
Well, sure. I mean, this is not unprecedented in the grand sense. I mean, even back in the Soviet Union days, the Russians would bring subs near our coast, and then our Navy would figure them out and find them, and then, you know, they let them know, we know that you're there, this kind of thing. It's always a game of cat and mouse, but this is very overt. And, of course, coming at a time when the war is heating up in Ukraine, certainly China's looking to, quote, unify with Taiwan. And, again, I think they're doing this to try to create an issue.
So Alan Dershowitz has said that the Trump indictment is beginning to look a lot like a banana republic land.
Well, that's right, because what's happening, of course, is you've got the one person who can really run against the incumbent president at this point, presumably the Democrat nominee, as he is, you know, going to be, we think, unless he steps down for some reason. But the one person who could really challenge him is coming under this heavy barrage of indictments and everything the government can throw at him, basically, including the kitchen sink. And that's the kind of thing that you see happen in third world or so-called banana republics. And I think Dershowitz is right on the money with this. You know, the issues of Trump, see, there are two separate issues. There's things about Trump, but at the same time, you have even Bill Barr the other day, I think, said he wasn't sure that he would bring these kinds of charges, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, he said that.
Given the same set of circumstances. Exactly. Because the optics of this, I mean, just reverse it. If this was Donald Trump saying, oh, the guy who I beat in the last election, he's running again, he's very popular, and I'm going to indict this person or have my Justice Department do it over and over again, there would be just hell to pay out in the media about this.
But Bill Barr also said he's willing to testify against Trump at the January 6th trial when it comes. Hold that thought. Folks, here comes the music. We'll be right back with more and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Mike Pence. There was news about Mike Pence yesterday that might excite you a little bit. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Attention. Your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
What? You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Again, that's the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. And, of course, they have been in business for a number of years. And I've been buying their product for going on 13 years right now. It seems like it was just yesterday when I started this. And I've been talking about them ever since the beginning because of two things. Number one, their product works. And if it didn't work, you wouldn't hear me telling you about it. And it definitely saved me a lot of grief, a lot of heartache, and a lot of pain over those 13 years because it is part of my daily integrated health plan. It helps my body to reduce the inflammation and pain that I have and have had lots of over the years. Now, it's kind of calmed down a little bit because of the procedure that I had in the hospital and whatnot. That's calmed things down a little bit, thank God. But I still have inconvenience, and I still have minor swelling in my left foot and ankles, minor swelling, not what it was, and minor pain, not what it was. But because of what's in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, it will help your body to reduce the inflammation that you got, which is what also helps you cause the pain. Now, it will go straight to the source of wherever you're having a problem. And it will either lower or eliminate the pain altogether. Never seen anything quite like it. And it's been like that since the first day I took it. It's 100% drug-free. No drugs in this at all. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. It's kind of like taking a vitamin pill. And, of course, it supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in the individual convenient packets that it comes in. 4 capsules in a little packet. You take them all with your breakfast. That's how you do it when you get started. And then it's take it with a meal, but only if you need it. Now, it supports the healthy joints and muscles that you want to have. No big deal there. Everybody wants that. And for $19.95, you can get started with a 3-week quick start by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. Relieffactor.com/captain. One more time. Relieffactor.com/captain. And in the words of Kyle Warren,
all you have to lose is pain.
Relief Factor, $19.95. Relieffactor.com/captain. All right, well, Kyle, not to be outdone here, but we talked a little bit about Mike Pence. He has said now, and it was said over the weekend, that he will vote, or he will vote, listen to me, he will testify for and on behalf of Donald Trump after Donald Trump just went out and made a comment about him, which I think was a little bit far-fetched, that Mike Pence has turned to the dark side. I don't think he's turned to the dark side at all.
Yeah, I don't think Mike Pence is capable of turning to the dark side.
No, he's a fine Christian man.
Right, yeah, he's a real straight arrow.
Yep.
And but he's been placed into a very controversial position ever since the day, of course, of January the 6th. And so, of course, he's trying to get his own campaign going. I think he's having some trouble getting that really to get some traction. But that's beside the point, of course, if he comes in and testifies in any kind of a Trump trial, basically.
Right. And Devin Archer said his pal and business partner, Hunter Biden, joined Burisma's board to legally represent the company in the United States. Now, if that's the case, wouldn't he have had to have registered with the federal government?
Probably so. Of course, you're talking about like a foreign agent kind of
thing. Yeah, and he did not do that, to my knowledge. Is that correct?
As far as I know. But, of course, it doesn't mitigate the fact of the idea of the influence peddling that could have been at play here. Again, these are all allegations. But, of course, his big connection was his father, and that I don't think anybody buys that had nothing to do with him getting these, you know, plum gigs with, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars per month as a paycheck.
No. And your state has come into play and questioned lately over what was going on with that illegal lab that they found over near L.A. Now, Gordon Chang has come out with a theory. And Gordon Chang is a Chinese expert that knows a lot of things that we don't know and has privilege to certain information that we can't get. But Gordon Chang said China was likely planning to launch a pathogen from the illegal California lab. Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's really chilling. He said this in an interview, basically.
Chemical warfare.
On Fox News. Yeah, that they would release a pathogen. So that would be similar to something like a pandemic or a COVID-19 or some other kind of disease that would begin to affect people. Remember, a lot of these mice that they found, the lab rats and so forth, they were already dead. So
yeah.
They were evidently doing something. But he's also said something else, Captain, that was very important along with this. The big takeaway is, you know, China could have been planning to do something like that. But he also said that China is trying to force Chinese Americans to choose between China and America. And, you know, we've talked about some of these quote-unquote police stations that they have. That's for lack of a better term. Stations, intelligence stations that help to monitor Chinese Americans or monitor what they're doing and try to influence them in some way. This is all very insidious. When you take it all in total and you look at what's happening with the malware that's evidently infected into many of the U.S. systems, military systems as well, well. All these things taken in total, the ability of the Chinese to probably disrupt the electric grid, other key infrastructure in our country, if there was some kind of conflict, say with Taiwan, that paints a very, very chilling picture.
Well, it makes me think that something bad is happening around the corner when you got this going on, and we now know more than we knew before. You know, the economy is bad enough. You know, consumer spending is starting to drop off a little bit. It's probably going to happen this fall when the price of gasoline, which is continuing to go back up again. We're so close down here to $4 a gallon, it's not funny for regular gas.
Oh, I can imagine. That's right. Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah, and it shouldn't be that way. It just shouldn't be that way. As a matter of fact, let me just check something here real quick before I put my foot in my mouth. Okay. Well, gasoline has gone up again today, as we start today. Oil is up. All grades of oil are up, whether it's West Texas crude or whether it's Brent or whether it's the fancy, what they call the basket. That's the big expensive mixture of clean oil over there. The OPEC basket, that's $86 a barrel. And, of course, what they're trying is to hit $100 a barrel, aren't they?
Well, it sure appears that way. And that's also, I think it's more or less a magic number, right, that really starts to affect the world economy.
Well, it affects it all right because that's your $5 a gallon gas.
Well, exactly right. And, again, it affects everything across the board. It's not just, oh, boy, look, those fossil fuels are finally so expensive and, you know, the climate change people are finally winning. But no, nobody wins when the energy becomes that expensive.
If you want to win and you want to burn something and you don't want it to be electric, how about natural gas? Liquefied petroleum? How about natural gas? How about that? Because guess what? It's there to be used. And nobody seems to want to use it.
Well, exactly. And then this just, in terms of looking into the far future, hopefully not so far future, but there's going to be some other energy source at some point that's going to be more readily available and more readily done. And that may be something eventually. It's a holy grail. But if we're putting all this stuff into windmills and stuff like that, let's continue to throw some money into things like hydrogen fusion and see where, if we could make any headway there.
Yeah, Jeff, you know, Jeff just chimed in the chat room and he says we are already over $4 a gallon at the pump if you remove the ethanol. Yeah, and I saw that gasoline without the ethanol in it for 80 cents more a gallon this weekend than my gas was with the ethanol.
Wow. Wow, that is really something.
That's 80 cents.
That's right. There's all kinds of things you can do with alternative energy, especially for mission-specific applications. It's the idea of letting 1,000 flowers bloom. And if you start doing that, we might begin to reduce some of our reliance on foreign oil.
Well, hold on, because we've got to let some commercials bloom here and take this break so everybody's going to be happy. In the meantime, we'll be back with the bottom of the hour. Your stations will do what they need to do, and we'll do what we need to do, and we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
U.S. USA News Update. Former Vice President Mike Pence said he would comply with the law if he were compelled to testify in former President Trump's trial in the 2020 election case. But Pence told CNN he has no plans to testify. Trump attorney John Lauro said Trump asked rather than directed Pence to stop the counting. Lauro went on to say that asking is free speech and is covered by the First Amendment. President Biden is headed out west this week. He'll travel to the key battleground state of Arizona to tout his economic policies. Biden will also travel to New Mexico and Utah as part of the trip. Elon Musk appears to be leaning into plans for a cage fight with Mark Zuckerberg and to show it live. Musk wrote Sunday on X, formerly Twitter, that the Battle of the Billionaires cage fight will be live streamed on X. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Here, there are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles: effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors, and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
Now, I went to Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care on a referral from my personal primary care physician because I had gone to a couple of other specialists and they weren't able to do anything for me. And I was having major problems with my ankles, with both of my legs, and swelling up all the way to the groin area. And unfortunately, nobody seemed to be able to help me. Well, my primary care physician said, well, I got an idea. I'm going to send you to somebody that I think could turn this around. And it took a little while, but they diagnosed me. They got me, doing what I needed to be doing. And the swelling started to go down, not quickly, but it started to go down a little bit. I started to have comfort with the pain. It was starting to be tolerable instead of just horrible. And everything was moving along in a fairly decent manner until the other issue I was having was a fluid buildup and a blood flow problem where my circulation was being partially blocked, and that's why I had to have the heart surgery that I did and what they did to me there and all that stuff, plus also draining the 57 liters of fluid out of my body, over 100 pounds of liquid that was blocking all sorts of things. So there you go. But Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care is the place to go if you're having problems and you're not getting any results. The number is 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Doesn't matter where you're at. They have patients that come down here from Minnesota, from Ohio, from Pennsylvania, from all around the countryside. And, oh, by the way, you folks in Minnesota will be hearing my voice on the radio pretty quick up there because I'll be doing a commercial for, a podiatrist that does the same thing that they do down in Florida. That's because the person learned from these people. So there you go. All right. Back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Let me get him in here. Okay, there you are. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
We were just talking about China and about the situation there. And, of course, about the ships, the Russian and Chinese ships, the flotilla that's up there off Africa, just out there cruising around to see what kind of trouble they can get into, I guess. And I told you that I thought something was going to be happening around the corner. I just have a bad feeling about all this because they're trying to intimidate us to do something. But I'm not sure what mean Joe Biden wants to do or can do because I don't think he's capable of being much of a leader when it comes to it. Now, let me just mention something else that should have brought a response from somebody, but didn't. Russia unleashed a horrible missile and drone strike against the Ukraine, retaliating for an attack on a tanker that the Ukrainians did a week or so ago. But in doing this, they aimed at nothing but civilian targets, the high-rise apartment buildings, and whatnot, and all they did was go after civilian personnel, which is the scare them to death thing, try to scare them into submission. And if it were me, I'd be screaming to high hell as the United States, the Ukrainians, everybody else that's a member of NATO, and saying, listen, the next time you do that, boys, next time you do that, it's war. And just let them know. Lay your cards out on the table. I'm not saying go to war. I'm just saying lay your cards out on the table and say you can't keep targeting civilian targets.
Well, you're talking about, of course, atrocities and war crimes, basically, and this is Putin's no stranger to that, and this is part of his all-out total war, process here, from what we can tell. I think maybe a corollary to your idea is really maybe then to say, okay, well then, Ukraine gets all this air power. Ukraine gets an amazing amount of material and support, more so than it's ever gotten, in order to try to tip the scales here.
Mm-hmm.
By the same token, Vladimir Putin would probably see that as a direct involvement and escalation of the conflict, and it equals war again. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's probably you're probably right in that respect, but. Oh, yeah, I agree. We got to just load them up with stuff. Now, veterans are seeing a historic expansion of benefits. We're going to talk more about this during the military and veterans segment in the next hour. But they're seeing more expansion of their benefits for toxic exposure from the burn pits and whatnot and Agent Orange as the new law that was passed nears its anniversary. Now, I don't know exactly how that's going to work for everybody involved, but we do know that there's been other people that have come down with other forms of cancer and whatnot, and they certainly didn't get it from playing golf at the Hanoi Hilton.
Well, precisely. And so, you know, this so hopefully is a step in the right direction, obviously, of helping the vets and helping those that got exposed, never knew they were. You know, we have to do what we can. Yeah.
Now, you're in the housing business as a management type person, right?
Well, we deal with management of assets, yes.
Yeah. Now, monthly costs for home buyers have risen nearly 20% since the first of the year.
Yeah, that's really a huge, huge problem for a lot of people, don't you think?
Well, I do think so, but how's anybody expected to buy a home?
Well, see, that's the thing. You've got the interest rates, which have now essentially gone sky high compared to where they used to be. It's harder and harder for people to qualify for these loans. It's harder for them to maintain, especially mm-hmm. and not only in the home area, but in the if you own income property and so forth, and if your loans are tied to the prime rate, you see all these things adjusting, and they don't all adjust at the same time. They come in different schedules. And then all of a sudden, you've got huge gaps in your loan-to-value ratio.
Now, I am amazed by what I'm seeing every time I go across the bridge, the Skyway down there into Manatee and Sarasota counties in a place called Lakewood Ranch. I'm amazed. They are building. New homes, new apartments, new condos, new shopping centers. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And they're catching up to the other famous area here in Florida called the Villages.
Right. And of course, yeah, you're definitely going to have pockets around the country or areas where things seem to be going better than other areas. And that's to be expected, yes.
Yeah, well, the other point is it's not cheap. It is not cheap to live in Lakewood Ranch. When we got in there, my wife and I bought in there a number of years ago when we first came down here. And after my parents, I had to sell my parents' place because my mom had already died and my father passed away, and we weren't 55, so we couldn't live there, and we couldn't rent it out, so we had to sell it. And once we did that, then we bought a new place in Lakewood Ranch, and we bought a two-bedroom with a pool, one-and-a-half bath. We bought it, and we paid like $135,000 for it.
Wow, very interesting indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes if you inherit something in a 55 or older community, you can't go live there. That's right.
I just realized something. We got a caller here from one of our favorite callers, and we're going to break here in 10 seconds. So I'm not going to be able to take his call right now till after the trucker's report, and then I could probably squeeze it in about 10 minutes. So call me back, caller, and we'll go from there. Now, one last little thing: property insurance is going up or away for many. In the brewing crisis that's going on.
That's right, and that affects your state of Florida primarily
yep.
as well. Yeah.
Yep. All right, well, we'll be back for the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Hang on there, Kyle. And caller, you can call us back here towards the end of the Truckers segment and be happy to take your call. So in the meantime, onward and upward. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Miss Kitty, have you ever thought of running away? Settling down, would you marry me? If I ask you twice and beg you pretty please, she'd have said yes in a New York minute. They never tied a knot. God wasn't in it. He just stole the kiss as he rode away. He never hung his hat up at Kitty's place. I should have been a cowboy. Should've learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on the cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy. Singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should've been a cowboy. I might've had a sidekick with a funny name, running wild. ending up on the brink of danger, riding shotgun for the Texas Rangers. Go West, young man, haven't you been told? California's full of whiskey, women and gold, sleeping out all night beneath the desert stars, with a dream in my eye and a prayer in my heart. I should have been a cowboy.
Yeah, should have been a cowboy. How about that one, Kyle? Would you have been a cowboy?
I think we all wanted to be cowboys, absolutely.
Well, I had my Roy Rogers hat and my Hopalong Cassidy chaps, and let's see, there was something else I had that was Western. I can't remember. But anyway, some, I guess, well, maybe it was the six guns. Yeah, the six guns that Hopalong Cassidy had, so there you go. But that was back in the day. That was way back in the day. All right, tell me, what's going on out west there, Kyle?
All right, folks. Well, again, out west, we're looking at some pretty extreme heat down in southern Arizona, for example, especially Phoenix, Arizona. Last hour, they were at 100 degrees right now in the middle of the night. And right now, well, they've gone down 2 degrees. So things are looking up for our friends in Phoenix right now. Continually excessive heat warnings there stretches on over into the Southern California desert area along I-10 and I-8, of course. Especially if you're in the Indio or Palm Springs area, it's going to be hot. We continue also with hot and gusty weather, gusty winds. If you come down I-25 out of southern Colorado into northern New Mexico, so do please be careful there. And then we also have an aerial flood watch. This is going to be in mostly in central Idaho up towards northern Idaho and then on over into northern Washington right now. So definitely continue to be aware of that. And then also maybe some changes coming to southern California, maybe some thunderstorms in the middle of the week because of that tropical storm that's pushing up a little bit, just the remnants of it, basically, we understand. So be careful out there.
Well, first of all, that bad weather that we've got, the severe storm watches and the flooding watches and warnings are still hanging in there right along the state line of Kentucky and Indiana and now over into the southwestern corner of Ohio. Looks like it's approaching Cincinnati. It's pretty much straight-line storms that are coming across with the rain and with the possibility of thunderstorms or maybe something else. Certainly as the day warms up and the temperatures get up there, there would be the T-word associated with all this. You got some flooding right there along State Route 64, right on the Indiana-Illinois line as well. And then the heat. Oh, boy, the heat. Here we go. El Paso, Texas, east, I-10, all the way to Jacksonville, Florida. The temperatures will be either in the 90s or when you get about halfway across Texas, they'll be in the 100-plus range, all the way into Louisiana, all the way across Mississippi, all the way across Alabama, all the way to Jacksonville, Florida, on I-10. That's just one road. Now, we'll get us up on I-20. I-20 to Dallas is going to be that way from about Midland. Odessa, then that area, to Midland, and then further east, Sweetwater, and on into Dallas, and then we'll come out of Dallas on 30. We'll have 100-plus degree weather all the way to Texarkana, and all of Louisiana's in this tonight. I mean, all of it, no break. Two-thirds of Mississippi's in it to include I-20. That's pretty much the northern end of it. Alabama, again, I-20 is pretty much the normal end of it. And then over into Georgia, we're going to have 90-degree temperatures around Atlanta on down to Valdosta, although there is a red line that might be reaching Valdosta as the day progresses with 100-plus degree weather. But definitely over to Jacksonville and down towards, it looks like, Gainesville, the temperatures will be that high. All of Florida now has a high heat warning for temperatures in the high 90s all the way down to the Key West area. And looking at the East Coast now, South Carolina comes in with I-95, and then it spreads on out. We've got some very warm temperatures in South Carolina, as well as I-95 to the ocean
up in North Carolina right now and up towards Norfolk, Virginia. And we have an unsettled area. Looks like could have some rain and scattered thunderstorms in the mountains of North Carolina and Virginia right along where 81 run together there. So be advised of that. We're going to have some hot weather today, and we're going to have some stormy weather today, depending on the luck of the draw. But that's what we're looking at. So, Kyle, real quick, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J.
All right, folks, don't forget Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report. They're the largest operator of trucking centers and travel centers all across the United States. Check them out at pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com.
All righty, and we got Denise Simon on the line from founderscode.com and also her Facebook page, the Denise Simon Experience. Good morning. There it is. I can tell because I heard the wash of air come in with me. All right. Navy destroyers are monitoring. Two Navy destroyers are monitoring this flotilla of Russia and Chinese ships up there that are staying so far in international waters off the coast of Alaska.
That's right. And we don't know what they're doing. We, the little people out here, but I guarantee you that our Navy and our reconnaissance does know what they're doing, but they haven't explained it to us, probably won't. But the bigger thing is that why is Russia and China doing this? Because they can get away with it. And that's the pathetic part of this whole thing.
Yep.
There should be global shame to these two countries. And there's not. And interestingly enough, this is not a new condition. It's been going on a couple of days. And what's fascinating is if you just kind of go through the top headlines of, say, Associated Press, it's not even listed there. Yesterday or today.
Mm.
Yeah. Why not?
Good question.
Mm-hmm.
It's a major news story. Anytime you got the bad guys in your backyard.
Precisely. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing here. In fact, they've got Dungeons and Dragons tell illustrators to stop using AI. You know, I mean, that gets headlines on Associated Press, but not what's happening off the coast of Alaska, the Aleutian Islands.
Hmm.
Come on.
Well, to be continued, I guess, because we'll have to wait until somebody decides to say something to somebody. Now, in the meantime, I'm going to run out of time. I'm just going to tease this. On the other side of the break, we're going to talk about Russia unleashing a missile and drone strike against a lot of high-rise apartment buildings, and boy, did they do some damage, and they're not being held to account for that yet.
Right.
Yep. All right, hold that thought. Here we go. Kyle and Denise will be right back after these messages come your way on the Captain's America Third Watch, top of the hour news break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.